Thank you, thank you, thank you. All you kiddos, if y'all want to head on out, now's time to do it. Everybody caught their breath yet? Yeah? Hey, we've got a sign-up sheet hanging on the board outside. It's for children's church. Karen's been doing children's church every Sunday nearly for, I guess, ever since we've been here. We had a couple people ask if they could help, so they put up a deal to sign up. Karen done the whole month of January. I think Michelle signed up for February, is that right? And so when you sign up, it's for a month at a time. We've got stuff in the back. You can make copies and, you know, it's you can make your own plan, your own little lesson plan for a month, and that way you know what's coming and what you can do and all that. So if the Lord moves you, sign up for a month. And if, you know, if something happens, let me know, and we'll try to get you helped out and do whatever we can to help. But pray on that. I know that some of you in here is going to do that. Amen? Good deal. Something else we don't need to forget. This evening at Sulphur Bluff at 6 o'clock at the Baptist Church. Is that right, Patricia? Is it at the Baptist Church this week, this month? They're having the 5th Sunday singing. If you hadn't been, you need to ease over that way and listen. They'll get a congregation full, and they just go down the road asking people who want to sing. If you feel led to sing, you can get up and sing. If not, there'll be plenty of people singing. It's good music. So y'all come on to Sulphur Bluff and get you some of that. And there was something else I was going to I don't remember what it was. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord, and we just thank you for your many blessings and all that you do. We thank you for this building you provide us, Father, to come into, to be able to lift you up, to praise and to worship you, Father. And we just thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country, to be able to do that. There's so many people in the world, Father, that have to hide because they're crucified for that and ridiculed, and they just can't, and they do it in the privacy of their own homes. And I'm just so thankful that we have the freedom to step out and to not be ashamed and to be able to love you and to worship you whenever and wherever we want to, Father. Lord, I just thank you for the message that you laid upon my heart today. I know that it's your words and not mine. I pray for the congregation as well to have an open mind, an open heart, open ears, Father, not to only be hearers of the word, but be doers, Father. We thank you for your Son of Jesus that died on the cross and made all this possible. We love and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Everybody have a good week. Amen. Good week. Good weather. Everybody got outside and done something. There's not too many times in the month of January you can get out in your shorts and your t-shirts and do stuff, right? So we need to take advantage of that. Get out. Do a little work. Catch up on some work that we probably wouldn't normally get to do because of cold weather or bad weather or something like that. Amen. What did we talk about last week? Purpose, right? God has a purpose for everybody. Talked about God had created all things, did he not? Y'all remember that? I told you that. You know that? You read it in Genesis 1,000 times. God created everything. He also created who? Me and you. And he created us what? He created us good. No matter what anybody tells you, right? I don't care where you're at, what you're doing, where you're applying yourself. Somebody tells you ain't good enough, you tell them, yes, I am. Because I was created by God and he told me I was. Don't forget that. I don't care if you're 2, 5, 15, 12, 35, 55, 75. You remember that. Every day when you get up, you were made good. You were made in God's image, and there is nothing better than that. Amen? And you were saved by his Son, and there is nothing that gets any better than that. Amen? Amen. Just like Pam said, don't let the devil steal anything away from you. Grab a hold of it. It is yours. It is yours to keep. And it is a fight. I will guarantee you that it will be a fight. But with God on our side, we can't be defeated. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody agree to that? Can we just say, thank you, Jesus? right now. Everybody, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Man, it is not wonderful to be able to stand up here and to be able to talk about a Father that is so great, that had a Son that is my Savior. That's your Savior. You choose to accept that. It is your choice. It is not driven on you. It is not forced upon you. It is your choice. Amen. To receive that. And when you do, it is your choice to follow God's will. To follow the plan that He has for you. Amen. And I hope each and every one of you right here today has chosen that, because I want to see you in heaven. I want you to see my eyes get so big with amazement, because we can't fathom what it's going to be like. There's a description in the Bible of the holy city, and you can read that, but your peasly little old mind, my peasly little old mind, earthly mind, cannot wrap around how beautiful it's going to be. And how nice it's going to be. Man, if I can just be a doorman in heaven, that's all I'm asking for. That's all I need. I don't need to be a king. I don't need to be a prince in heaven. I just want to be there. And I want to see every one of you there with me. Amen. We got work to do, do we not? Why did God save us? He saved us to serve. I did a 6-month sermon on saved to serve. That's why we were saved. Because we are His chosen people. He wants to fellowship with us. He wants us to fellowship with Him. He is there. He is ready. He is willing. But are you? It's your choice. Are you willing to fellowship with your Father in heaven? That's what He wants. Fellowship. He saved us for a purpose. He gave each and every one of us a purpose. We talked about that last week. We were saved for a purpose. And it doesn't matter where you work. Doesn't matter where you live. That's not the only purpose you have. Doesn't matter where you go to church. Doesn't matter what you do in church. But you have a purpose outside of what you're doing every day. And that purpose is for what? Good works. Let's go to Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. This is the scripture we had last week. I'm going to read it to you again. Ephesians 2:10. Everybody there? Amen. It says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Jeremiah 29:11 says He has a plan for us. Does He not? He does. God prepared beforehand. Does that mean God prepares it yesterday for today? Could be, but it was prepared long ago. It was prepared long ago. He's not going to wait for you to get up that morning and say, tell Him how you feel and what you want to do, and He's going to lay you something out. It's already been laid out. Amen? It's already been laid out. But what are good works? Did we talk about that last week? Not a whole lot, did we? We know we had a purpose. We know it was for good works. But what are good works? What is your definition of good works? The biblical definition of good works is to be fruitful. To bear fruit. Right? To be fruitful, to bear fruit pleasing to God. How do we please God? It's a vicious circle. Right? By following Him, doing what He has planned for us. Amen? Pleasing God. Fellowshipping with God. To do the good works that He has laid out for us. That is what good works is. It's walking in the light. Letting your light shine. I'm going to tell you now, I normally do this at the end of the service, but if you ain't saved, you come see me today. If God lays it on your heart to come down and see me, it doesn't matter who's sitting in the crowd watching you walk up here. If God leads you to come down and pray that prayer today, you come down today.
Amen.
That way, your light can shine with my light. Amen? We want to be bright. We want to be the brightest light in Delta County. Amen?
Amen.
That's where good works start. Is inviting him into your heart. Amen? Good works is that which is upright and honorable in God's sight. If it is not upright and honorable in God's sight, you probably ought not be doing it. And if you are, you're probably doing it for yourself, right? Sometimes we get a little selfish in this whole world, don't we? What about me? What about me? What about me? What can I do for me? What can I do for my family? What can I do for me? We get selfish. If it is not upright and honorable in the sight of God, and you'll know it. You'll know it. The Holy Spirit will check you every time. He'll tell you. He'll let you know it. Remember we talked about that. Hearing God. Witnessing to the Holy Spirit. He will let you know. If it's not upright and holy in God's sight, you might as well put the brakes on it. Right then, right there. Why? Because we could have a willing heart, but the wrong reason. Right? Or we could be doing it for the right reason with the wrong heart. We need to be doing the right thing with the right heart. We need to be following the path that God has set before us. It has been pre-prepared. Amen? That which is upright and honorable in his sight. Let's go to Colossians 1. Colossians 1. Over to your right, 4 or 5 pages. Colossians 1, verse 9. This is what good works is all about. If you want to do good works, this is the passage that's going to help you realize when you're doing good works, what you need to be doing. Amen? How do we understand God's will? Huh? Here we go. Y'all ready? Colossians 1:9 says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will." You want to know God's will for your life? Pray for it.
Amen.
Paul's praying for the Colossians, is he not? Yeah. I can pray for you, can't Clint. Gary, you pray for Mark, can't you?
Right.
Is that a good work?
Yeah.
Amen. Is that upright?
Yeah.
Huh? And righteous in his sight? Yeah. Amen. You don't have to physically do something. You can be sitting at home and pray. If you need something, you pray for it, right? If you see somebody else needing something, pray for them. How many things do you have today in your possession, or how many things have happened in your life today that you can look back on that you got because you prayed for it a week ago, or a month ago, or 6 months ago? Amen? 4 years ago, I prayed that we'd have a bigger stage and we'd have chairs in this church and we would have some insulated walls in here. Look where we're at today. We got a bigger stage. We got a brand new piano. Bigger stage and all these nice chairs. Amen. Pray for somebody. You want to know the will of God? You pray for the will of God. You ask for the knowledge. Amen. Here we go. May be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. How do we worship God? In body or spirit? It's spirit. It's spirit. It is our spirit fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Amen? We worship and praise in spirit. That you may walk worthy of the Lord. Y'all remember I said a while ago? That which is upright and honorable in his sight? That's what this is talking about. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Who wants the inheritance? Huh? We do. Are we entitled to that inheritance?
That's right.
Yes, sir, we are. The day we give our life to Christ, we are entitled to everything that He has to offer. And until you understand that, it's going to be hard for you to trust Him and to follow Him and do what He wants you to do. Amen. It's going to be hard for you to pull off these good works, to be upright in His sight. See, God doesn't withhold from you. You push back.
Amen.
We push back. Oh, it's just too good to be true. I did this today, so God's not going to bless me. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. Amen. The devil took it, and we're going to take it back. Right?
Right.
The devil took it, and we're going to take it back. How do we understand God's will? By the knowledge of God. How do we gain knowledge of God? Huh? We gain knowledge through His Word. Right?
Right.
Do we gain knowledge through His Word? What chapter are we on tomorrow? Everybody should have said 22 at one time.
22.
What chapter are we on tomorrow?
22. Matthew 22.
Matthew 22. Amen. Matthew 22 tomorrow. Don't forget there's a new calendar on the back there. Through our knowledge of God, we gain an understanding. And through our understanding, we're able to what? Hear God. If we understand when God is speaking to us, that's where you receive your knowledge, your wisdom. That's where you receive whether to buy this or whether to don't buy that, whether this is a good investment, whether that's a bad investment. Amen? But we've got to do our good works. We've got to follow in His path to be fruitful. Amen? We are able to hear God, and through hearing God, we can follow His leading, which makes us doers and not hearers. How many of you in here is just a hearer? How many of you is going to hear the word today and walk out of here and forget everything you heard? How many of you is going to hear the word today, walk out of here, and all week long you're going to do what you heard?
Amen.
Amen. We got to be doers. Amen. It doesn't do any good to go to school and learn how to rebuild an engine if you're not ever going to rebuild an engine. It doesn't do any good for me to go to school and learn how to start an IV if I'm not ever going to start an IV.
Well,
it's not going to do me any good to go to school and learn how to fight fire if I don't ever fight fire. Doers. Through that, through our knowledge of God, He will lead us right the path that we need to be to pull off these good works every day. You're going to be doing good works, you're not even going to know it. But if you're looking for recognition through that, that's not upright.
Amen.
In His sight.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to James 1. James 1, to your right, 4 or 5 pages. Well, it might be a little more than that. James 1. James 1, verse 22. This is what being a doer of the word is going to. How many of you remember reading this last year? Huh? Verse 22 says, "Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." We can deceive ourselves, can't we? Huh? We can. Says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror." Yeah, look at me. I preached yesterday. Ought to be good till about Wednesday. Got all them people clapping their hands, hooting and hollering, praising God. Well, my good work for the day. I'll be good till Wednesday. I'm going to have to bring them something else in. Is that right? No. Mm-mm. See, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm admiring myself for what I did. I didn't do nothing. God done it. Amen. Where are we at? 24? For he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. What's the perfect law of liberty? Huh? Freedom? Liberty is freedom. Amen? But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Y'all remember me telling you you're going to be doing good works, and you're not even going to realize that you're doing them, and things are going to change in your life. That's what that's saying right there. If you are not just a hearer, but a doer, you will be blessed in what you do. You don't have to ask for blessings. You don't have to pray for blessings. That's something we shouldn't have to do as Christians to save people, as believers. We shouldn't have to pray for that. Father, bless me. No. We shouldn't have to ask for those blessings. We were going to be blessed in what we do if we do it for him, if we're following his path. Amen? By being doers of the word, we'll be fruitful. And being fruitful, what? Pleases God. Pleases God. Who wants to please God? I do. I want to please him. I don't want to break his heart. Is he going to turn his back on me if I do? No. Do you turn your back on your kids if they break your heart? Nope. Just makes you want to hug them and love them more, don't it? But they got to be willing to receive that, haven't they? Are you willing to receive that? What we as Christians need to remember is Christ is the root. Christ is the root, and good works is the fruit. We need to be fruitful. Is that what it said? It's what it said in our text, right? We need to be fruitful. Amen? Our good works don't make us Christians, does it?
No.
Huh?
No.
No, it does not. Too many people think that nowadays. Well, I go to church every Sunday. I pay my tithes. I teach Sunday school. I go on Wednesdays. I pray for people on prayer list. I'm going to heaven. Nope. Not unless you're saved. Not unless you give your life to Christ. Our good works do not make us Christians. We are Christians because we believe. Go all the way back to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2. Y'all with me? I'm going to backtrack a little bit. What does 8 and 9 say? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So if you're boasting about your good works, it's probably works you're doing for yourself. Right? If you're boasting about it, you're probably not where you need to be with God. What's he tell us to do when we pray? Pray in our prayer closet, not out in the middle of the street with repetitious words that don't mean nothing for everybody to see to look good, right? That's what this is talking about. Don't be boasting about what you done. You didn't do nothing anyway. It was all God. If you're following his path, what happened to Ebenezer? Huh? Boy, he was boasting about what he did, didn't he? God turned him into the beast of the field. And that was back before the New Testament now. We've got a whole new understanding now. Amen. I'm glad he ain't going to turn me into a beast. Sometimes I probably needed it. Amen. Good works come as a result of being a Christian. Christ is the root on the inside. God's on the inside. That root is on the inside. The good works is the fruit that we produce on the outside. Amen? Good works produce. Our purpose is to be fruitful. A direct reflection of what's on the inside of us is what we should project. Amen. If you died today, what would your obituary say? And then not wrote by one of your family members. What if your boss had to write your obituary? Huh? What if the waitress that served you last night had to write your obituary?
Mom.
Huh? Do they know you as well as your wife or your husband or your mother or your daddy? Would you be ashamed of what they wrote? 5 years ago, I would have been. I'm telling you right now. I'd have just soon not even had a service. Amen. Christ is the root on the inside. The good works is the fruit that we produce on the outside. It's a direct reflection of what's on the inside. So what's in your heart is the true you. It's the true you. Amen. God knows your heart. How many of you remember King David? How did he get chosen to be king? He went to his parents. And didn't God go to his parents and say, hey, next king is coming out of your boys? So they bring out the oldest one. He's a real tall, good-looking guy. God said, nope, not him. Now I want to tell you what they thought about David, see? They didn't even call David in. David was out in the fields with the sheep, working. They didn't even call him in for this. So they brought the next one. God says no. 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 He said, well, we don't have any more boys. I mean, that's it. He said, well, I tell you right now, we're not going to eat until you bring David in. So they bring David in. Huh? He seen David's heart. He knew David's heart. He knew what kind of fruit he was going to get from David. Amen. David was chosen. He was, boy, could y'all imagine? He'd been out working with the sheep all day in the field. He was stinking. He was smelling. He probably wasn't too clean. He was just a young kid. He come in and they said, that's your next king. Now we can eat. But he knew his heart. He knew his heart. He knew good works was going to come from David. He knew that David was going to trust him in everything that he did. He knew he could trust David to do what he asked him to do. He knew his heart. Amen. Our purpose is good works. And our good works are for the purpose of what? It's our witness to the unsaved. That waitress is writing her obituary. She might not be saved. She might not know God. But through our good works and following God's path, is she going to see your light? Is your boss going to see your light? Through our good works is how we got saved. I know that's how I got saved. Somebody's light was shining in my face and I wanted some of it. I was tired of being in the dark. I wanted to be somebody shining the light in somebody else's face. I wanted the glory of God in me. I wanted that because of somebody else's light. Amen. What's 1 Peter say? Let's go. 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. Verse 11. 1 Peter 2. I'll get there in a minute. Boy, I wrote that down wrong, didn't I? First Peter 2 says, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by what? By your good works, huh? Which they, what? Observe. Means they see you doing good in the light. Amen. No matter how dark their world is, they're going to see that. which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Our every thought, action, our every word we give should be done in the glory of God. Everything we do, we walk in the light for the glory of God. Not for our church, not for ourselves, not for our friends, not for our families. In the glory of God. God said, let your light shine, didn't you, fam? Your little light. Let your little light shine. Light overcomes the darkness. Do y'all remember that? Light overcomes the darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend it. It cannot. It can only submit to it. Did you hear what I just said? Darkness can only submit to the light. That's all it can do. It can't overcome it. Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, but you know what? Walking in the light of God and everything we do to glorify our Father, it brings an inheritance. Y'all remember that inheritance I talked about earlier? Colossians 3. I'm going to read it to you. You can go there or you can let me read it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to read it to you either way. Colossians 3, verse 23. Says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You will receive it serving God, your purpose of good works. You will receive an inheritance. Amen? Y'all don't look too happy. Do you understand what you're getting? Do you understand what you've already got? Huh? Do you understand what you already have? You have eternal life. 550,000 years from now, you're still going to be alive in heaven. Amen? You've already got that. Now let's grow on it. He's going to give you stuff here on earth. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to get it. You've got it inherited. He's ready to give it right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm ready. We got to be willing. We got to be able. We got to be knowledgeable in His Word. We've got the root on the inside of us. We got to water it. We got to fertilize it to let our fruit grow on the outside. Amen. We can't keep it here. We can't keep it here. 1 Corinthians 15:58, I'm done. Band, if y'all want to come on up. 15:58 says what? Huh? Therefore, my beloved brother, who is that? That's us, ain't it? Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Y'all get that? Huh? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. You're not doing it in vain. He's not going to ask you to do something and not repay you for it. I got a pretty good boss. I like working for him. Pay is great. The benefits are beyond belief. And the retirement package is better than any retirement you're ever going to receive here on this old earth. Amen. Amen. Is it not? Huh? 401k, nothing on it. 457, nothing on it. TMRS, nothing on it. You can save every dollar you ever made in your whole life, and it ain't going to compare to the retirement you're going to have in heaven. Amen. Hey, everybody stand up. Next Sunday, it's first Sunday, we'll have the Lord's Supper. Amen. Good deal. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you need prayer, come down and see me this morning. If you need to pray the prayer of salvation, I'll be down here. Bryce will be down here. If you need a healing, if you just need a blessing, come see me this morning.